So women are still lagging in top leadership positions in business and government. But great inroads made in recent decades. Most Americans say that women are equally as capable of leading as men are, but many say that there aren't more women in top business or political positions because women are held to higher standards than men and have to do more to prove themselves. 43% of the people who were surveyed said that women have to prove themselves, have to work harder to prove themselves for business positions. 38% felt this way with regards to political offices. And we do hear that quite a bit. Think about some of the comments we've heard during political campaigns, and particularly when women were running, and how a number of people have talked about how there were some questions asked of women that would never have been asked of men, were not asked of men, and would not have been asked of men. Isn't it interesting that we hear this discussed so much? Women having to work harder to prove themselves because they're held to higher standards. And for decades and decades and decades, we've also been heard it said that people of color, particularly the black race, have to work harder because black people are held to higher standards and have to work harder to prove themselves, ourselves. So here's a question. If it's true that even white women are held to higher standards and as a result have to work harder than white men to prove themselves, are white women generally, I'm not saying down to the last person now, but generally, are white women more sympathetic to the plight of the black race? Since both groups, white women and black men and women, say that they're held to higher standards and therefore have to work harder to prove themselves? Or are white women generally insensitive to this exact same matter as it pertains to black men and black women? Similar shares say that the electorate and corporate America are just not ready to put more women in top leadership positions. Let me ask you this. Talking about women in leadership positions and what your thoughts are. Which do you, if you had to make a choice, and I mean you had to, let's say if you were going to receive $250,000 just for giving your honest opinion, your honest perspective, now, don't just answer, your honest perspective on this, would you say that a woman is more qualified, more capable of leading a religious organization at the very top level, not just, you know, on the local level, at the very top level, so let's say serving as the top bishop, for example, would you say that a woman is more capable of leading as the top bishop of a religious institution, or would you say that a woman would be more capable of leading as president of the United States of America? Would you say that you could see a woman capably leading an entire religious organization, but you could not see any woman capably leading the United States of America? Or would you say, well, I don't see a woman as being capable of leading at the highest level, a religious institution, or a woman being able to lead the country? I've given you three scenarios. Each of them both scenario, all three scenarios involving top position of a religious institution and United States of America, leading at the top level, both groups. Highest level, religious institution, the United States of America. Do you see, and not necessarily the same woman, just women in general. Do you see women as being capable of leading well both a religious institution and the country? Do you see women as being capable of leading well the religious institution, but not America? Or to flip that, you see women as being capable of leading America well, but not a religious institution? Or do you see women as really not capable of doing a good job of serving as the top, the highest position in a religious institution, or as president of the United States of America? And then, you know what I've got to follow that question up with? Why? What do you base your decision on? Regardless of what your perspective is, what do you base that on? And again, I'm not challenging you. Whatever your position is, whatever your perspective is, I'm not challenging you. I just want us to be people who will really make it a lifestyle, a habit of thinking through the decisions that we make, of really, really knowing how we come to the positions that we adopt. Is it based on, well, this is what some of my relatives say, and I'm going to agree with them? Well, I'm a member of this political party, and this is what a lot of the people in this party say, so that's what I'm going to say. Or your decisions really are based on things that you have thought through on your own, and you come to this decision based on this particular thought process. What was the thought process? And what conclusion did your thought process lead you to? All right. The role of women as breadwinners. My guess is we can all agree that that role has increased quite a bit in recent decades. As a matter of fact, in 2014, women were the sole provider or the primary financial provider in 4 out of 10 households where there were children younger than 18 years of age. In 2014, women were the sole financial provider or the primary financial provider in 4 out of 10 households where the children were younger than 18 years of age. That's up from 11% in 1960. Today, 31% of women who are married to a male partner or cohabiting outside of marriage, living with a male partner outside of marriage, contribute at least half of the couple's total earnings, up from just 13% in 1980. But men earn more than women in 69% of married or cohabiting couples. Despite the increase in women's financial contributions, 71% say that it's very important for a man to be able to support a family financially in order to be a good husband or partner. Just 32% say that it's very important for a woman to do the same, to be a good wife or partner. What do you think about that, especially in a time when it's becoming more and more difficult to have a one provider family? All right, here's another one. Working women are much more likely than working men to say that they faced gender discrimination on the job. 42% of women versus 22% of men have said that they have faced gender discrimination on the job. Does it surprise you at all to hear that there are men, even 22%, who are saying that they have experienced gender discrimination on the job? It happens. It really happens. And I think that it's important for us to just keep in mind that as humans, we are all flawed. All of us are. And women are just as capable of being biased and discriminatory as men are. That has to do with human nature, not gender nature. That's why you find males and females who discriminate on an ethnic basis. 25% of working women say that they have earned less than a man who is doing the same job, compared with just 5% of men who say that they have earned less than a female peer who has been doing the same job. Women also are about 4 times as likely as men to say that they have been treated as if they were not competent because of their gender. 6% of men have said that they have been treated as incompetent because of their gender. 23% of women say that they've been treated as incompetent because of their gender. And the women are about 3 times as likely to have experienced repeated small slights at work because of their gender. 16% versus 5%. The public is divided over whether the country has made adequate progress in giving women equal rights with men. Half of Americans say that the country hasn't gone far enough. 39% say that efforts on this front have been about right. 10% say that the country has actually gone too far. 57% of women say that the country hasn't done enough to give women equal rights with men. Men are split between saying that there is more work to be done, 42% saying that, while 44% are saying that things are about right. 44% of men are saying that things are about right when it comes to women and equal rights with men. Men and women have different perspectives on how far the country has come in achieving gender equality, but this gender gap narrows when partisanship is taken into account. Among Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents, a majority of women, 74%, and 64% of men, 74% of women, 64% of men, say that the country has not gone far enough when it comes to achieving gender equality. Again, that's among Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents. When it comes to Republicans and Republican-leaning women and Republican-leaning independents, 33% say that women are more likely than their male counterparts to share this view. Relatively small shares of each group do so. 33% of women versus 20% of men. What are your thoughts? Where do you fall in there? Has America done enough to bring about equal rights for women? Have we done too little? Is there much more to be done? When we come back, let's take a look at some information that the Metro Courier is going to be sharing with us with regards to food stamps, changes being made by our president.